think we should do some jumping jacks. Get the ball slow moving.
All right, let's do it. Okay. So you face that wall. I'll face this wall.
I don't.
We'll see how many.
Exercise on the podcast.
Let's see.
Exercising?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you have to face that way.
Why?
I'm gonna face this way. Miley, you say go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
Why?
Why are you watching me?
Why would you?
All right. Well, I'm not doing that. Anyways, I just thought you would look that way, and then hopefully you would do it, and I wouldn't.
That's
have
what
to.
I was doing. I was hoping you would start doing it. And I didn't have to.
Okay.
And I could laugh at you. So, you know.
So instead, they laugh at us for being idiots.
Yep. That's okay.
Welcome to the Mini Mic Podcast. My name's Cole, and this is my co-host
Stella.
Stella, and she's here with us on the podcast today. I don't know why I said us. It's your podcast, too.
I'm always on the podcast.
Always on the podcast. So we are doing a new series. You'll know from our last episode, we're talking about different sections of the Bible, and we're going to kind of actually, we're going to bring some method to our madness. Can you tell them what our method is?
The method that Cole came up with is a reading plan.
Why does it have to be me?
Because you're the one that came up with
group
it.
Group effort here.
So don't group lie. No, it was an idea he came up with, and I said, yeah, it sounds good. We're going to read, follow along. So as listeners, we're going to follow along with what we're reading. So what did we say this week? They're going to read the rest
this
of
week,
James.
This week, we're talking about a specific part in James, and then you guys at home will read the whole book of James. And then next week on the pod, we'll talk about the whole book of James.
Yeah.
And then you guys will read First Peter, and then we'll talk about First Peter, and
Peter
so on and so forth. So we'll just tell you on each podcast episode when you listen, what to read before you watch the next one.
Yep, exactly.
Game time.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so
Miley's making eye contact with you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
For all of our watchers, you have a singular hair over your
forehead. That always happens, and I don't know why.
Really and for annoying. The listeners. Miley, our producer, was just helping Stella fix
yeah,
her hair. She
yeah.
doesn't help me fix mine. It just looks like the way it does.
Yeah, it does, pretty much. Anyways.
Why did she laugh at that?
Because that's funny.
Does it look that bad?
No, it doesn't.
Anyways, so before we dive into what we're talking about on James, let's do a little catch-up on us.
He spelt the word ketchup in our notes. Like yeah. the ketchup food.
It's
just
funny,
so
like,
because
you guys can catch up on us, and ketchup is maybe the single greatest condiment ever created. Not because I love ketchup that much, but because it's most widely used, in my opinion.
So you're talking about the vast, general.
My favorite condiment would be sriracha.
Ew.
Sriracha sauce goes good on everything. Okay. I just really I feel like I eat a lot of Asian food, and I put it on like everything.
Oh, that's true.
It's very spicy.
I don't like spicy. I like spicy if it has flavor, not if it's just spicy.
Sriracha's flavorful.
I don't think so.
That's because you just have never had a good sriracha.
Apparently. Anyways. So how have you been this week, Cole?
I've been doing solid. We had our first rally night on Friday, this last week, and Saturday felt like I was very tired. But it was fun. I felt like it was fun. We had a good time. Had a great word from Whitney.
Mm-hmm, it was really good.
I got dunked in the dunk tank.
You did?
Miley almost cried when she got dunked in the dunk tank.
Okay, who put ice? Why did you put ice in it?
Why would you do something halfway?
Why would you put ice in it?
Why would you do something halfway?
Why would you put ice in it?
That's like saying, why would you put ice in your iced coffee?
No, it's not actually. Yeah, because a person goes is yeah. going into the...
So in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says... be either hot or be cold. Do not be lukewarm, or Jesus will spit you out. So what we did was we chose cold.
We chose cold.
Well, yeah, I wasn't gonna put her in boiling water. Cook Miley like.
Doesn't mean that literally, but
that would be so weird. No, I do mean that literally. Actually, literally cold.
I know, but that's
the Bible says hot or cold, and if maybe someday we'll get to the other part. But Jesus didn't spit us out, so I'm good with it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
So the rally night was fun, and in other news, it just keeps raining in Minnesota, and it's kind of overwhelming.
It does. So I work at a hair salon, in case people were wondering.
And in case they want to come and see me.
Yeah, any of you were wondering.
Do you get commissions if you book appointments via the podcast?
I don't think so. No. I'm just a receptionist. I don't
We should probably try to work some sort of deal out that way.
I don't think so.
They could sponsor us.
No.
No. Okay, anyways.
No, but like it was raining and people are getting their hair done. So stylists sent out their clients because it was raining in like clear little like caps to protect their hair because it was raining so bad
So everyone
yesterday.
that left the hair salon looked like an alien.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's probably normal though, not just when it's raining.
Well,
I'm
being
just
a
kidding.
human.
I was just roasting your hair salon.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay.
I'm sure.
It's fine. Anyways.
So anything else to catch up on, Stella?
No.
No, you're doing good.
I've had a pretty boring week. I've just been very tired.
What was your highlight of being a student at the rally night?
Listening to Whitney's message.
That's cool. Why?
Yeah. That was really good.
That's not helpful. Why?
I feel like it spoke to me.
About what?
my life.
That's cool. Are you
Yeah.
gonna keep being vague?
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna keep being vague.
Okay, well, maybe someday Stella won't be so vague and then we'll be able to hear more about
Yeah, oh,
you.
for sure.
That'd be great. Our audience would love to know.
More about me.
Yeah,
Oh,
I think
yeah.
they like I think that's a big part of investment. Here's a little something about me. I picked up this Yeti cup off a lost and found table here at the church. It was there for about 12 months, and then I took it and claimed it as my own, and I have been drinking coffee out of it ever since. I added
What's
this
this?
Dutch Bros sticker. You
Oh,
ever
that's
been to
what that
Dutch Bros?
is. No, I don't travel.
So this is like a car decal like sticker, you know, so it's
Yep.
like supposed to be good for like water and like heat and stuff.
Apparently it's not.
So I put it onto my other Yeti. Like I have
Oh.
like a big huge one that I don't use as often because it's way too big for coffee. Because like you drink that much
Nothing's too
coffee
big
and
for
you die.
coffee,
Well,
but
it's like
yeah.
20 plus ounces,
I
so.
my statement still stands. So anyways.
Okay.
Nothing's too big for coffee.
Okay, great. And it didn't come off that one, even in the dishwasher. It looks so good. But this one it did, and so it's really disappointing.
I think, because did you take that off of your Eddie and put it on this one?
No. This was a new sticker. It just was a bit older when I put it on. So
Oh.
maybe it's just old, I don't know. But they gave it to us. They gave us these free stickers one day when we went through. It's like kind of cool.
When did you go to Dutch Bros?
Oh, it was like 3 years ago that I got this sticker,
Oh,
actually.
okay. That makes
But I go
sense.
to Dutch Bros when I'm in Arizona
Oh, right.
because it's better than
Right.
Zweig.
Right.
Anyways,
So good. Okay, so
I'm just drinking a nice latte.
I have my water. It's over there.
Okay.
Really boring. So
What's next? What's our next segment?
I don't
That was
know.
our catch up on us segment.
My phone keeps
Miley, cue a ketchup
turning
bottle
off.
in the chat.
Don't do that.
Yeah, cue ketchup bottle. You know those some podcasts, like maybe someday our podcast will be like actually good and we'll get like some good equipment. I do have an interface coming, actually. I got one for free. And then we can have real microphones. But we could still
Oh,
call it the
can
Mini
we sit
Mic
on the
Podcast
couch?
because
Can you get a couch we can sit on?
well,
I feel like
why?
people always sit on like couches when they have
They do,
those
but
big
we're in
microphones.
study mode, so we can't. But when we go back to interview mode, we can.
Okay, I'll get my couch one day.
And when our when we actually have like a youth building, we could build like a little corner in the lobby and call it our podcast corner, and we can make it all cute with plants and stuff.
That would be really cute. I like that idea. Little
It'd be great. It'd
plants,
be great.
little fun
But
blankets and
what was I gonna
pillows.
say?
For today.
Oh no, when our podcasts become famous, we can get the little buttons that like
Famous.
are like cue buttons, like a the horn, the air
Please don't
horn.
get one of those.
Or
Please don't get one of those.
other button could be like Cole's the best.
No. Please don't get those buttons.
Stella's the worst.
Yeah, okay. So please don't get those buttons.
Okay, next segment, intro content for today. Would you like to intro us?
Well, yeah, so today, like we said earlier, we're gonna be in James, specifically in James 2:26, which is the last verse of James, the chapter of James 2.
Yeah.
Cole actually picked it out. Was there any specific reason that you picked that, or was it just kind of like you felt like I feel like we mentioned it briefly or that verse in our last
I
podcast
feel like I'm
episode.
being interviewed on the news. That was very, very
Thank you.
good.
Thank
Very
you.
good statements.
Thank you. I try.
Anyways,
Practice in my car.
there. Wait, actually.
No.
Nobody just says that. I think she does. Do you actually? That'd be great. I mean, I appreciate the dedication. Come
Yeah.
on.
Thanks.
Just remember, you can practice in your car too. Practice the podcast. Interviewing would be great.
Yeah.
And then maybe they could be on the podcast someday as well. Okay, moving on. Why
James
did
two
I pick it?
twenty-six.
Here's
Yeah.
why I picked it. I picked it because our producer stepped out of the room. We picked it because we were talking last week about the importance of intention.
Yeah.
and light versus darkness and all this stuff. And that this
was in Ephesians, if you guys.
We were in Ephesians chapter 5?
6?
6.
No. I don't know.
5:14 or 6:14.
Was it? Was it 6?
It was 6 through 14.
Yeah, Ephesians 5, 6 through 14.
And then we just kind of talked about that. And so then I thought it was really interesting in chapter 2:26, it says, as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
Yeah.
And specifically just along the lines of like intention and how important it is that we like consume certain things that we like or don't consume other things. You know, we kind of went down that rabbit hole of like the content you let into your life, the things you let into your spirit and your soul. And this is like all along the lines of intentions. Like, what do you do? So in other words, like it doesn't necessarily matter like what you believe if it doesn't spur you on to action. Make sense? So like faith in Jesus. Okay, great. I believe in Jesus, but what is that? What is that causing you to do besides just say, I believe in God or I believe in Jesus?
I feel like this might be a little aggressive, but I feel like if you have faith but you don't walk it out in your life with your actions, it's kind of pointless.
Why is that aggressive?
I don't know. I feel like that sounds really aggressive in my brain. But I feel like if you don't walk out your faith, if you don't walk...
Okay. What was that? Let's just tell our audience.
I was trying to get my words.
Words are really hard. It's okay.
Correct. Yeah, like if we don't walk out our faith in our daily life because that is what we are called to do, it's kind of pointless. It has no meaning. To me, that sounds kind of aggressive, but
why? I'm just trying to understand why you think it's aggressive.
I don't know. It's so like hard stop, but
this Bible is so untouched. Can't even stay open. But I totally agree, because I think that like there's people out there that's like, oh yeah, I totally believe in God. And it's like, okay, what does that mean for your life? And they go like,
yeah, oh,
that's it. That's always it. That's it. They don't know what to say. They're just like, it means nothing for my life. Like, it just means that like, obviously there's a higher power, because like what makes the trees bloom and the grass grow and the people talk? Like, kind of like, it's irrational to think that if I bang something together and it's loud enough and big enough that it would create life, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So then they go like, oh yeah, I totally believe in God. And it's like, okay, what is that? Like,
what does that mean?
Jesus said like no one can come into heaven or to the Father, approach the Father, except through Him. And so it doesn't really matter if you believe that God is real. It matters if you believe that Jesus actually died for your sins and rose again, and you live for Him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because Jesus is our greatest example of how we're supposed to be as Christians, or like be like Jesus, because we can't be Jesus, but be like Him. And I think so He's our greatest example of how we should walk out or try to walk out, because we can't be perfect like Jesus. We can't perfectly walk it out, but how we can try our best to walk out our faith in our daily life as Christians.
Yeah. This translation is the New Living Translation, and it says, just as the body is dead without breath, instead of the word spirit, which I think is really interesting. So it's essentially equating faith without good works, faith without doing what the Bible says, as
life
as being completely dead.
Yeah.
As like you without breath.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Like totally dead.
Yeah.
Like not just spirit. Like I feel like when you say spirit, it's like, oh, like what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? It's spirit's maybe harder to understand. I like that, without breath. So like,
yeah,
if you stop breathing, you're totally gone. In the same way, like your faith without actively participating in it. And I love that it says good works, because it's actually this whole chapter 2, and you guys should read it here this next week as you read through James. Chapter 2, verse 14, it starts with faith and deeds. So it says, let's find a good spot here to start.
I think at the first one.
The first one or 15.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you? 14 or 15?
14. What good is it?
Go ahead, take us through 15.
15.
No, 14 and 15.
Okay. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can such faith save him? And then 15 says, if a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food. That's 16. And one of you says to them, go in peace and stay warm and be well fed, but you don't give them what the body needs. What good is it? 17 says, in the same way, faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself.
Yeah, mine says in the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. That's why less literal.
That's my Christian standard.
No, I love that. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's the standard, you know. But
yeah, mine says that too.
Yeah, translation. Stella got a new NIV Bible.
I did, and I love it very much. So
she mostly loves it because it's turquoise or teal or whatever color
you
want it to
be. It's not. I love everything about it.
I've never had a Bible with big margins like that.
Oh, like the little notes.
The note spots. I just kind of write them, like you see, I write them like along here or whatever.
Yeah. Mine has, this one has area, but doesn't have like the little lines.
The lines are nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though I, you know me, in lines, can't stay within them. Like, color within the lines, like, no chance. Keep when I'm writing on a piece of paper, no chance. Like, I'll be like trying to fit one word on top, one word right next to it, one word. So I get like four lines for every two lines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
That, or if I was like writing a letter to someone and my hand started to hurt, all of a sudden my letters get big and I take up two lines with one word. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, anyways, I think this is really powerful because here's one reason why I think it's powerful to the students out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that everyone out there, you might have a really good role model in your life. You might be thinking of someone and be like, dude, they do this really well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of people in my life that don't do this really well. And I'm kind of like, not to call them out and say like, you're not a Christian, but like, let's lead by example, mm-hmm. as the younger generation and go like, you can't come to church and be a Christian,
mm-hmm.
if you're not participating, mm-hmm. in church.
Mm-hmm.
And participation does not mean that you raise your hands in worship,
mm-hmm.
in this sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does not mean that you raise your hands in worship. Does not mean that you're praying to yourself and God or listening, mm-hmm. and taking notes to sermon. Participation looks like serving.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be in the church. It might be outside of the church. You know, mm-hmm. what I mean? Like maybe like community table is a cool example, mm-hmm. of like a way that Stella, it's an organization Stella knows a lot about because her mom started it.
Yeah.
It has a vision and mission to like bring people together in community, mm-hmm. and give back to the community. So that's a way that you could do that and serve God and honor God.
Mm-hmm.
Other ways, you know, like maybe you see someone who's homeless and you go like, how can I help? How can I come alongside you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's lots of ways that you can serve your community,
yeah.
that you can serve the people around you. You can serve your friends. Mm-hmm. You can serve your parents. You can serve your siblings. Like,
mm-hmm.
so many ways. And I love that. But what I'm saying is that you have to, there has to be something, right?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be something that we are doing to participate in the gospel.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like how does that work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm distracted. There are voices.
There are voices. You can shut the door, Miley. It's true.
No, yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I think when you said, like, taking notes and, like, raising your hand in worship and, like, praying and all those things. Feel like
it's okay. They probably can't even hear that you just shut the door, honestly.
I feel like all those things, I like to say like something like fruits of the spirit.
The fruits of the spirit are
love, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control.
That's a lot of them. Fruits of the spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, love, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yes.
I memorized it when I was like 8, so
yeah.
I still remember.
Yeah. Anyways.
Great thing to memorize.
But anyways.
Fruits of the Spirit, yeah.
So things like fruits in the Spirit, I like to say it's always an overflow of like the faith and like the time that you spend with God.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the idea of it, right? It's like it's the fruit, mm-hmm. of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yeah. So like things like praying, raising your hand in worship. It all comes from an overflow, and I feel like it's more natural when you do have and to have good intentions with it.
Yeah.
Like true intentions comes as an overflow from the faith that you have in God and like the time you spend with Him and like just being like a good and faithful servant.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
I was somewhat misleading in my very abrasive get out your chair and serve kind of attitude,
mm-hmm.
but also at the same time like. I think that it's really cool because right here in James it says, mm-hmm. show me your faith without deeds. This mm-hmm. is halfway through verse 18. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, like, mm-hmm. cool. I'm glad you believe that there's one God.
Mm-hmm.
So does Satan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So do the demons. So does, like, every spiritual being on earth or in heaven and mm-hmm. in wherever other realm that there is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, what is your faith without mm-hmm. action? What is your faith without...
Yeah.
Without something behind it. And yeah. getting in your Bible and praying and like getting closer to God will obviously it will spur your spirit on mm-hmm. and you'll be more inclined to mm-hmm. see both the needs of others and mm-hmm. want to fulfill them,
mm-hmm.
but also just to go like to do it with less thinking, less prompting, less prodding.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this just happens. But I think yeah. for some of us, like we've fallen into a lukewarm state of like
mm-hmm.
of spectator Christianity, or we've gotten really good at just kind of watching things mm-hmm. happen, and we're going like, oh, I serve enough, or I do enough, and I feel like there's opportunity all around us to, in our life every day, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be a church, right? It can be with your family, it can be different ways, that, mm-hmm. that we can really give God our best and really, like, show up in a greater way.
Yeah.
And that is, like, that's how you show people your faith by your deeds. They'll be mm-hmm. like, because, this is really cool, because mm-hmm. you talked about, fruit of the Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, what is the other one?
Oh.
You know, there's another
I know what you're talking one? About.
What's the other one?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, though. Hold on.
Google it. Because I'm thinking of the other one that's like you'll no. know them by their fruit.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not so much you'll know them. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. Like, obviously, you'll know them by their joy, their love, their peace, their patience, kindness. But there's another one. And I don't know. Is it, like, Beatitudes or something?
I don't know.
Google the Beatitudes.
The what attitude?
Beatitudes. Yeah, it's one word, but yeah.
Okay.
It showed up as two. I know it's okay. No, that is it, but that's not what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Anyways, so maybe it is the fruit of the Spirit. Like, you'll know them by their fruit and mm-hmm. And
I just
probably by their works too, right?
Yeah, I just read a verse the other day. I think it was in John, because I'm kind of all over the place right now. But it was in John, and he was talking about like, oh, I feel like I need to find it now. The branch and the vine, and yeah, the fruit.
Jesus is the branch,
and yeah, Jesus is the branch.
Well, no, yeah, you have to find it.
Yeah,
it's kind of a because I feel like it's God is the vine, Jesus is the branch, and we are we are the branches, and he is the vine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we produce fruit.
Yeah, but we can't produce fruit if we're a branch. We can't produce fruit if we're not connected to him.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Branches that fall off the trees don't make no fruit.
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought, I don't know, I just thought of that, but like,
that's good.
If we're not connected to him and we're not with him and we're not spending time with him, then we can't produce any fruit. And mm-hmm. then I think that's when it comes like the lukewarmness and like the faith without deeds is the we say we have faith, but we're not spending time with him, and we're not being called out of our lukewarmness, so then we're not producing any fruit.
Yeah, there's no intentional action. Mm-hmm. And intentional mm-hmm. action can look a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
I got hung up on serving for a second. I'm sorry. But go serve. Do something. Like, why not? That's such a way to like experience the gospel in a mm-hmm. fresh way. And it's just like the Holy Spirit shows up in you when you step out of your comfort zone.
Oh yeah.
Further on in verse in chapter 2, verse, 23, it says, the scripture was fulfilled
mm-hmm.
that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see mm-hmm. that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, again, reinforcing that principle. And that principle comes both here in James 23 and 24, but also in Hebrews chapter 12. Where it goes through all of the different people in the Old Testament that were considered righteous by their faith in God mm-hmm. alone. I think Hebrews chapter 12 is the hall of faith, right?
Yeah.
What do they call it? They call it a lot of things, right? Is that it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's not chapter 12. Which chapter is it?
But I think I know what you're talking about.
It's chapter 11.
It's chapter 11.
My bad. Yeah. Sorry.
Chapter.
Yeah, Hebrews chapter 11, where they it's called a lot of different things, but like old pastors, preachers used to call mm-hmm. it the Hall of Faith, because it's like the Hall of Fame, yeah. but faith.
Yeah.
And it's all of these Old Testament people.
Yeah, by faith, Abel offered to God by faith. Enoch was taken away by faith. Noah, by faith. Abraham, all those people.
Yeah, like the Old Testament characters that we read about and talk about in the Bible being credited righteousness because of their action in following God.
Yeah.
Not just their recognition that he was real, but their action and what they did. So like Noah built the ark. Faith. Action.
Yeah, faith.
Saved.
And then the action.
Right? Abraham... Yeah. Believed God for a son. Well, he didn't really believe him, but he got there. But then he went to sacrifice him, and because he went to sacrifice him, and was truly going through with the action, like as his hand is falling down on his son to sacrifice him to the Lord, which is wild to think about, right?
That's a crazy story. I feel like we should. What's that? What book is that in? What book was that? Is that in Genesis?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Genesis.
Yeah. Yeah, because Genesis is all about
the.
Well, I mean, obviously. Yeah, all those people. Mm-hmm. It's before Noah, like the story of Abraham's before
Noah.
Yeah. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then Noah comes later. And
I don't know.
It hurt my brain all of a sudden. Maybe it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it actually doesn't. I think Noah comes before Abraham.
I don't know. Okay, well, you keep doing a stabbing motion.
Anyways, so he's going down to kill his son, like fully going through with this action, like knife in hand. And an angel stops his hand. So, like, he was going to do it. He had the faith that God, that's what God told him to do. And he was just going to do it because he was God. And he watched God do some wild things in his lifetime. Like Genesis chapter 12, when God sends fire from heaven and destroys two cities.
Yep.
Because of their sin and their inability to turn and repent from their sin. Pretty wild. So, after seeing that, I mean, I think I would probably, if God said, like, hey, sacrifice your son. Be like, please don't drop a meteor on me if I don't listen to you. You know what I mean? Like, actually, though, and I mean, that's pretty extreme, but I feel like,
like the true, faith, like we can do our acts when it comes from true, actual faith, not just believing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like when your faith spurs you to action, like I said. And this has really caught my attention. I need to listen to the whole sermon, but, shout out Pastor Darrison Tellez from Impact Church in Arizona. He did a sermon that was like something about feeling it. And it's just stuck in my head. And really, like, I need to listen to the whole sermon because now I forgot his title. And he would be so sad because he loves his sermon titles and he's really good at making great ones because then people remember them. But something about feeling it. And what you say is like if you – don't if you like don't feel it no he was like you have to like faith it till you feel it or something so basically like saying that your feelings can't spur you to action but your action can spur you to feelings and that's the part that stuck with me. I heard a little Instagram clip, so it's like if you can't do something based on like how you feel about it. You do something based on the moral of the Bible and like what God has taught you is true.
Yeah, that's with a lot of things that I feel like are like controversial. It's like, oh, this is how I feel, though.
It doesn't matter.
It's like it's not about you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's really real. Balloon subject. Like June is Pride Month, and a lot of people feel like that is like the way that they should be living. But it's pretty obvious that the Bible says in multiple places that that's not true. And if you disagree, I would much rather you slide into my personal DMs than the comments on this video because that's not going to be helpful by commenting craziness. And starting a battle, but I totally would love to talk to you about it if you don't think that the Bible's clear on that. Anyways, it's all about feeling, right? Like everyone's all caught up in like I feel like this, and so this is true. And it's like, well, if we're basing what's true on how I feel, then like, I mean, whoa.
I was thinking,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about this with my mom, about like. Feelings and how we mistake our feelings for like truth. And I was specifically, we were talking about modesty for some reason, I don't know why, but we were specifically talking about that. And a lot of times I feel like people base it of like, oh, this is but this is how I feel about it, you know what I mean? Like I feel fine. Like I don't feel convicted of it. And sometimes with not just modesty but a lot of things, maybe you don't feel convicted of it, maybe just because you're numb to it.
Exactly. To
the conviction. Because we have a choice, and that's like, I feel like the beauty of choosing to love God and choosing to accept Jesus' sacrifice for us. is because we have the choice, because love wouldn't be love if we didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
About it. And like, we have a choice. Like, we can choose to listen to the conviction of it, or we can ignore it, which is very true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Feel free to ignore it. But I mean, like, that's not helpful.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know how we got on that.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Proverbs says that your mind is your heart, meaning like your heart, your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings are deceitful above all else.
Mm-hmm.
So like your heart, Stella,
yes,
is going to play tricks on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like people talk about this in relationship all the time, especially mm-hmm. when you go into like dating and like there's all these people and you're like, oh, I have a crush on this guy. They have a crush on this person. It's like, okay, your heart is deceitful above all else. Mm-hmm. Are you using any logic, or are you just going with like your heart, your feelings?
Yeah.
And so often people end up in like crappy relationships because they go with how they're feeling about it mm-hmm. and not with what like actually might make sense, might yeah. make the most sense. And so you end up in an unhappy situation. You stay somewhere longer than you should.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it just becomes a mess. Somewhere mm-hmm. you should have never been, you stay longer than you should have been there.
Yeah.
And it just eats you alive because you're listening to your heart instead of to
mm-hmm.
to logic, to the Bible, to like what God's speaking and trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you just can't trust your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Holy Spirit gives discernment.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a feeling. I feel like that's wisdom from God. It's like so much deeper and more yeah. real. And it always aligns with Scripture. And so it like does. If you're like, I don't feel convicted about it, well, okay, what does God's word say about it?
Yeah.
Like we talked about that last week when we were yeah. talking about music and movies and all that stuff. Like the Bible says that what you consume, mm-hmm. you will produce.
Mm-hmm.
So like you keep consuming all of these things and you wonder why your life feels a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why producing certain things? Yeah.
Here's Kids Cole and Stella banging on the same door saying the same thing 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I'm not saying, I feel really challenged to say also that like, I don't have it all figured out,
mm-hmm.
and I don't feel by any means that, like, I don't make mistakes, and there mm-hmm. aren't things that, like, I ignore mm-hmm. logic because I don't feel conviction,
mm-hmm.
And listen to certain things mm-hmm. or say certain things in certain seasons, but I feel like I always come back to that principle of what I'm consuming, I end mm-hmm. up producing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't, there are certain things in my life that, like, dude, I can't produce that. That is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do not want that to be like my reality. And you know, I feel like
mm-hmm.
if that's all you need, then like that's really important. Like just to look at that, be like, what do you want your reality to look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Okay, I don't know how we got on that. I think you're talking about Darius.
Why? Because Darius's... I soapbox stuff all the time.
That's okay. Yeah, you're talking about his message in Arizona, about
feeling, yeah,
feeling over faith. Yeah, that was good. I like that.
Yeah.
Is
that your segue?
No. I don't know. Okay, just going back to the original verse, James 2:26.
Yes.
I feel like this verse is, it's really want to say this, it's such a calling out of lukewarmness.
For real.
Christian.
We were just talking about that. That's why we need the water cold instead of.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, but it just keeps going around in my head that this verse is a very strong call out of lukewarmness as a Christian.
Yeah.
Because as a Christian, I said this earlier and I'm repeating it, but that's okay. Jesus is our example of how we're supposed to try to mm-hmm. be as Christians, because we're not perfect. But doing like the things that he has asked of us and he has called us to do is the actions with the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, it just, because it says, so faith without deeds is dead.
Yeah.
So it's just a call for action.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I feel like maybe the reason we keep coming back to that is somebody's mm-hmm. listening to this, someone's watching it, and it's kind of for them. And mm-hmm. you've been feeling like there's something more,
mm-hmm.
like you're missing something, like you need to participate in a greater way. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Need to have some action behind your faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just encourage you, like, if you're part of River of Life, like, jump in, dude. Shoot us,
mm-hmm.
shoot Stella a message, shoot me a message. We would love to
mm-hmm.
Help you get plugged in some way.
Any church, obviously.
Or, yeah, if you're part mm-hmm. of another church, like, find someone
mm-hmm.
that kind of knows at least kind of what's going on
mm-hmm.
and be like, hey, how can I help be a part of what this is happening? Mm-hmm. And if you're not a part of a church, I encourage you to get a part of one.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other places to serve in the community mm-hmm. as well. Like, we've got some cool things going on in Elk River even this summer, where we'll have opportunities to like serve, do some evangelism and different things like that. That's one student initiative that I would really like to try to do this summer still, to start like an evangelism team. It'd be so fun.
Oh, dang it. I have a sneeze and it just went away.
I did that earlier.
Yeah, anyways.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Would you be really on the team?
Yeah, well, probably.
I think it'd be so fun. You'd get a group of students, and like the goal would be to just go out and like talk to people.
Is that that VBS thing that you're talking about?
Jesus. What?
That like summer that says like call it a camp or something.
No, that's different.
Okay.
That's different. No, that's different. Can't reveal that information. That's for next summer.
Okay.
Big plans next summer. Gonna be wild. Can't wait. If you're part of youth here, you are just gonna have your socks blown off.
Socks blown off.
Yeah. But anyways, I feel like that is kind of, that's the message for today. Be intentional. Have faith, but be intentional with what you're doing with your life. And how you're participating in it.
Yeah. I mean, like it's hard to do that sometimes. I feel like I really want to state that it's hard and it's not easy.
I thought it was easy.
Okay. Well,
I'm just kidding.
And I feel like we're talking about this like it's really easy. It's not easy all the time. Well, it's not.
I don't think it's easy. I just think it's plain.
Yes, I agree.
I think that, like, again, our feelings will mislead us to going like, well, this is so complex. Like, I'll just put one foot in, one foot out for now. But I think what God is calling you to do is put 2 feet in and embrace the challenge of it so that it's not going to be so difficult for so long.
Right? That's what, yeah, no? I think that's, yeah. No, that's really good. I think to start off, like, if you are feeling like lukewarmness and just like very like you have faith but like you have no actions with your faith, I think it's really important to start with really small little things.
Yeah.
Because then it's like when you can trust God with little things, you can trust him with the big things.
Yeah.
So I just think it's important to recognize that it's not always easy, because our fight is not against, our battle's not against flesh and blood, but the spirits and
principalities and powers.
Yeah, things like that. But so, because it's not just, like I said, so like it's not, it's a something bigger than just fighting against each other. It's something bigger than that. But if you start with the little things, and I think the bigger things become easier. And I think that's important, just to start with the little things. If you do feel like I said, again, lukewarm, no actions with your faith. So I just want to say that. So
that's good.
I feel like I need a little recognition, but anyways,
we recognized it.
Yes. Good. Thank
so,
you.
That's what we're talking about today.
Hit
us up with a comment. If it spoke to you, meant something to you, we'd love to hear it. Also, if you want to name our series of going through the Bible, drop a comment about that on Spotify or Apple or whatever, and we'll try to pick a name by next time. And you just need to read through the book of James over the next week. We're going to put another podcast out in about a week. It's only 5 chapters, which means that you can take 2 days off, or you can slowly read it, however you want to do it. They're pretty short. It's really engaging, really solid book of the Bible, very challenging. In many ways, but I'm excited for that and for you to read through it and kind of get more out of it in that sense. If you're behind and you're finding this in 3 or 4 weeks and we're further ahead, just slowly go along and read the Bible and then listen to it and read the Bible and catch up and however you want to do it. But we're just hoping that this blesses some people. We have one more segment, right?
Yeah. What is it? The bone to pick? I think that's what it is. My phone keeps shutting off.
That's okay.
Hold on.
This is a setting you can adjust if you ever
want. That's the calculator app. There it is.
Why does your app have so much weird apps on your phone?
It's not weird apps. It's like the little covers
you
for your apps.
You styled them?
Yes, I did. And it took a lot of time, so please appreciate it.
I can't see it.
Okay. Let's see now.
Yeah, you can do that to my phone if you ever want to spend a ton of time again.
No, I'm never doing that ever again. it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's all going to get erased when you update to iOS 18.
Probably. But anyways.
Bummer. Hey, last segment. We talked about next week's content, which will be the whole book of James, and then bone to pick. So do you want to go first or you want me to?
You can go first. I don't know.
I'm going with gas prices. I don't know if you can drive or not, but my biggest bone to pick with gas prices is not so much how expensive it is. I guess like whatever, you know, times we live in, but my biggest bone to pick is that I can drive, to Rogers and get gas for like 30 cents cheaper.
Yeah.
Uncool, bro. What's wrong with Elk River?
I mean, yeah, I relate to that too.
Also,
I have to fill my tank up like once a week.
I have a flex fuel vehicle, so I can a flex fuel vehicle, so okay. I can put like that 85 stuff in it. But I get like 19 miles to the gallon, and then I put the other stuff in, I get 30.
Oh, so... I have to do the premium
because no, you don't.
Finny is fancy.
You don't have to do the premium.
I do actually.
She's been tricked into the lie of buying premium gasoline.
No, I actually do because it's a different vehicle than your vehicle.
You don't actually have to buy it.
I do because of the octane.
You don't have to buy it.
Oh, okay.
You've been lied to.
Well, you can talk to my dad about that one.
I'm not talking to your dad. You talk to your dad.
I have talked to my dad. That's what he told me. And I filled up like once a week. So I kind
of Does he put premium gas in all of his vehicles?
Not in the truck.
But all the other ones?
Well, we only have.
You only have the
Infinity in the truck.
Oh, there's only two cars you have?
Mm-hmm.
What does he put in the truck? The cheaper gas? Because that's the one he pays for?
I don't drive the... I don't know.
I'm just messing with you.
I don't drive the truck. Trucks scare me.
Brady's going to text me when he listens to this.
Probably. But that's fine. I don't know what that bonus pick was. What was mine last time?
I don't know.
Lactose intolerance.
Yes!
That's what it was.
Lactose girl.
I listened to that song the other day. Uptown Girl.
Lactose girl. Okay, what's your bone to pick?
I don't know.
Let's get cooking. People want to go.
I know.
Don't sign off till you hear it. That's the problem is if you take too long, they're just gonna click out of this and they're not gonna watch it. So then you're not gonna be able to share your bone to pick with the whole world.
Concert ticket prices.
Okay, I mean that's fair.
I don't know. They're just so like if it's like at like a stadium and not like a theater. What?
I still haven't bought a ticket.
They're sold out.
Are they actually?
Yes!
I didn't buy one. Uh-oh.
So
all of them are sold out?
For St. Paul, it's sold out.
The whole show? Like, all of the tickets?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Unless Jess bought one and I didn't realize, but...
Lincoln, oh, my gosh.
Lincoln has one.
I know.
You have one.
I have two.
Did anyone else buy one?
I don't... Justice didn't yet. Anyways,
you don't have to name drop everyone.
You just said.
I know, I'm just kidding.
But anyways,
shoot. Well, I guess we're not going to that.
Okay. But other like concert ticket prices or the gas thing too. I have to fill my gas up like once a week. And it's really annoying.
Yeah, especially when you're paying $4 instead of $3.
I know.
Anyways, this has been the Mini Mike Podcast. Hope that you enjoy these episodes as we dig into the Bible a little bit. Make sure to read through the Book of James and catch us next week talking about the Book of James.
Yeah, more about it.
And the whole book. One. And then we'll pick we'll have the new book next week.
Mm-hmm.
Cool?
Yeah, cool.
Peace out.
See you.